morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. I'm also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I'm going to talk about a topic that I actually really didn't want to talk about. I had promised myself when it all went down that I was going to leave it alone because it is a very serious topic and one that is way above my pay grade. But a lot of parents have been asking me, why it keeps coming up. They see my posts on Facebook and, you know, they just see just general kind of gamer adjacent people talking about it. And so they wanted some information. So I'm going to talk about Blizzard and their current problems. So, we'll start with the simple stuff. If you do not know who Blizzard is, they are owned by Activision, and Blizzard is the company responsible for World of Warcraft and Hearthstone and StarCraft and Overwatch. Pretty big games. They are a big deal in the game industry. Specifically, a lot of their games are competitive. And so they have a huge esports scene built around, they're trying to build them around every game they can. They own StarCraft, which was arguably the original esport. And so one of them, Hearthstone, is kind of quote-unquote in the news recently. And here's what's happening. Or here's what happened. A player named Blitz Chung, that's not his real name, that's his screen name. He was at a tournament in, to my understanding, East Asia. And at the end, and he won, did very well, because he's quite good. And at the end, he said, more or less, free Hong Kong, the revolution of our age. Now, that's relevant because if you follow world news, right now, there is a huge conflict between China and Hong Kong. And there are protests, and the Chinese government is handling it questionably. Right? And I think that's being very generous. They are using brutal force. They are trying to silence this rebellion as best they can. And truthfully, they are struggling to do so, but they are trying. Now, after he said these things, Blizzard, who is owned, at least, they're not necessarily owned, but they have a investor that is Tencent, which is a massive Chinese company, and they are, one of their investors is a massive Chinese company. They also do a lot of business in China, so they have denied such, but it's hard to avoid. In interest of not losing that market share, because China does enjoy their right to apply pressure economically, they responded by suspending Blitz Chung for 1 year and having him sacrifice his winnings. Now, this was a few weeks ago. There was immediate outcry because they suspended him for a year. An American company suspended a player for a year. And he lost his earnings for exercising his right to free speech. And more importantly, part of the outcry was not that he was punished, because personally, you know, protest is part of the deal. If you break the rules, then there are punishments. That's part of the deal. You do that knowing that type of thing is going to happen. But the punishment was very severe. did not necessarily seem to fit the crime. So we fast forward about a week of silence from Blizzard, and they walk it back. They give him his earnings back, and they reduce his sentence to a 6-month suspension. In general, folks are still not happy with that. In fact, I am not. And so this has drawn the attention. This has gotten to the point, because I've obviously neither Blizzard nor China are aware of the Streisand effect, which is, it's a South Park thing. I don't know. Look it up. But the idea is, had they just like talked to him at the side, maybe find him a little bit, ban him for a month. You know, this probably would have been a one day news story and no one would have noticed. Like, okay, whatever. But because of how badly they stepped in it, a letter was sent that was signed by both Marco Rubio and AOC. Right? Like, those two are just about as far on the opposite end of the political spectrum as possible. And they both agreed that an American company helping to reinforce Chinese censorship is a problem. And to make matters even worse, BlizzCon is in less than 2 weeks. So they're going to be dealing with some protests there. I would suspect that there will be no audience Q&A this year. So that is the Blizzard kerfuffle. Now, what's the fallout on this? You know, a lot of folks are voting with their wallets, which is perfectly acceptable. People have canceled World of Warcraft subscriptions. They've stopped playing Hearthstone. I mean, this does turn into like an ethical consumption under capitalism situation, where for some people, like, World of Warcraft is their only game. It's the only thing they play. It's their only connection with dozens of friends. Like, I can't get mad at those people for not abandoning their entire social structure, right? That's the other thing with Blizzard, is a lot of their games are very social. I can't get mad at that. And myself, like, I was considering coming back and playing. The issue with us is a lot of the games that we would play, and the intention for World of Warcraft with us and Hearthstone was that we were going to be broadcasting them. You know, we were going to be live streaming them. And I think that there is a marked difference between it being your game and you're in a guild with a bunch of people and you're playing every night and you're working together. I think that there's a difference to not abandoning that support structure and, you know, playing with them and playing with other people, etc. But I think streaming is a different issue entirely. So while I certainly can't get angry at people who continue to play the game, because I think that they have a right to do so, especially if it's important to them. However, and the same goes for Overwatch, right? Like, if it's how you interact with your friends, I mean, play. But for me, for our extra life plans, etc., we're just going to find another game to stream. Because I really feel like until Blizzard figures something out, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what they can do to get out from under this. But until something is made good, you know, we won't be streaming any Blizzard games. You know, I'm still going to talk about them. BlizzCon is coming. These games are still coming out. They're still important. However, you know, we will not be broadcasting any of them on our gameplay on any of our social channels. So that's it. That is the EFG stance on the Blizzard kerfuffle. You know, a couple people have asked if I was going to make like an official statement, you know, on Facebook and this is going to be it. I am upset. I am frustrated. I wish that it were handled better. But I don't know the solution. I don't know what they could do, because at the end of the day, you know, I know folks are talking about how Blizzard did this for a cheap buck, but the reality is Blizzard does have a financial legal responsibility. They're a publicly traded company. They're owned by Activision. They have a legal responsibility to try and earn money for their investors. That is their job. And I expect everyone to do their job. And they have a whole bunch of people whose sole livelihood, they work and support this company and the games in China. And to lose all that and have all those people lose their jobs, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what the right answer is. So I am frustrated and sad that it came to this. But until further notice, we just aren't going to be streaming. I mean, it's not like we stream a lot now, but all of our streaming shows were coming up. So we're going to be looking for another MMO. So that's that. I hope you guys have a great day. We'll be back soon with something a little lighter, I am sure. But until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.